Good evening. Welcome to Rooney's Rambles. Apologise in advance, I'm cooking my dinner, so you might hear sizzling.
Ooh.
You might hear me flipping some stuff about, so I do apologise. But yeah, it's just a ramble, isn't it? So I don't want to overthink it, I don't want to worry about it too much. Yeah, I'm basically, I've had a nice, easy day. Like, I had an early start with Kida. She's up at 6, and it was my day to go down with her, to let Kate have a go with this. And then Kate's taken to a party this afternoon, so I've had the whole afternoon to myself, which has been brilliant. I think sometimes the athlete, one of the big things for me is I don't always get the downtime, and that's why I find warm weather training very important. It helps me switch off, it helps me eat, sleep, train, repeat, which is massive. It's a massive advantage, I think, that I'm losing out to a lot of athletes over. But anyway, so she's been really good, and she's taking the kids for the afternoon for me, so I get to chill out. I've had a sauna, I've had a stretch, taking the dog for a walk, all those fun things, done some hoovering, you know, just relaxing things. Also, I've been listening to Joe Rogan podcast. It's a recent one. I should say at the start, if there's something I say it's not very accurate, don't sue me, please, because I'm literally just doing this on a whim. Like I said, whilst I'm cooking my steak and my fried potatoes and carrots. So please don't take everything for God's word. It's just my ramblings, my ranting. But there's two things in his most recent podcast with Lennox Lewis, and I can't remember the comedian's name, but very funny guy. But there's two things that really stood out that kind of, I was walking along getting angry at. First one was about talking about doping in athletics, and the standard viewpoint that people seem to have, that everything's dirty. Everyone's dirty in athletics and blah, blah, blah. And then the second one is talking about Anthony Joshua and the level of disrespect to the champ, three-time champ. But let's start with athletics and anti-doping, because obviously I think I know a little bit more about it. I've had a lot more experience of people doping. And I should start by saying that I've obviously been on the receiving end of upgrades of medals, which is fantastic, but also terrible at the same time. It was amazing to, it's a horrible feeling being on the start line knowing you're racing against somebody who's dirty, and losing to them is really tough because, you know, like, look, we were better than them and all that kind of stuff. So that's, I've been on that side, but I've been given those medals back, so I'm very fortunate, more fortunate than a lot of athletes who've been in a similar situation who haven't got those medals back and missed out on all the money and all those things. I missed out on the money, but I still got the medal, so it was worth it. But anyway, but I find it what Joe said, he made a comment about athletics and track and field. And, oh, it's the dirtiest, everyone's on it. He had Victor Conte on his podcast a while back, and Victor says everyone's on drugs, and he was telling us what they were doing and all this stuff. I was like, I don't care what Victor says. Victor Conte is someone who tried his best to cheat the system. He did his best to cheat the system. He made money out of it and ruined a lot of people's careers because of his meddling. So whatever that guy says, and he tries to say now that he helps athletes out and he's there trying to help the anti-doping officers out and whatever, I don't care. That guy is dirty and he'll be dirty till the day he dies. His viewpoint is skewered and bitter. I think he's bitter because all he wants to do is be famous and he wants to be heard. And if you say the right things about things, if it's negative, you generally get heard more than other people. So I get frustrated. I get frustrated when they compare athletics to other sports as well. So I don't believe that any other sport works as hard to catch drug cheats as athletics. Yes, we have, we're in the UK, we have UK anti-doping. It's recently been rebranded to something else. I can't remember what it was, but I think that we do more in the UK, and especially in Olympic sports, but especially in athletics, to catch drug cheats. Internationally, we go out of our way to catch drug cheats and name drug cheats. At no point are we dodging it. in this current climate of athletics, we're taking the hits. Even if it's a big name or Olympic champion or whatever, we're going out, athletics is going out of its way to name and shame and ban. Whereas I think in other sports, they protect these guys. We see it in boxing where they can coordinate fights, and part of the organization of the fight and the contracts is when we're going to get drug tested. That's not the right way to do drug testing. Being told when I'm going to get tested gives you a window of when you can take drugs and when to cheat the system. The ginger Mexican guy missed a scheduled drug test as part of his contract in his last fight for no real reason. I remember reading about it and going, well, surely that means he's dirty and he's going to get a ban. No, it's fine. I remember when Nasri failed his, caught via cheating on his girlfriend. He went to a place in Vegas where they had they pumped him full of this good liquids that made him, I can't remember, it's all like vitamins and magnesium and all these extra stuff that they throw in, but he was way over the limit of what you're allowed as a professional athlete to have, and it nearly went away. It's kind of like brushed under the carpet that this guy was doing something highly highly illegal. But it's fine because it's football and he earns 100 and whatever thousand pounds a week. So, you know, don't worry about it. Whereas if that was in athletics, well, that's so ridiculous. How dare he take these drugs and he's killing the sport and all that. How do you compare the two? Like, this guy is taking something and it's fine. He still gets his name cheered for in the crowd, in the stands. Whereas if it was an athlete, he'd be booed and he'd be treated like a criminal. So the double standards that the media have and the public have, which is, I found so odd. I don't think it's been helped in athletics by previous generations where, like, I find it really frustrating when ex-athletes talk about, oh, I just took a couple of vitamins and ate my carrots and my broccoli back in the day. It's like, well, we have to take your word for it. But at the end of the day, the anti-doping list from when I started my career, and I first went on to drugs whereabouts was 2005. The list has got longer. There's more stuff that's been added every year. Back then, there was no test for EPO. And people talk about EPO, it's only used for endurance athletes. Any athlete, just burnt my hand. Any athlete who competes in any sport involves physical exertion will have a benefit from EPO. I don't care if you're a sprinter, if you're a rugby player, if you do motorsport, anything that involves pushing your body to the limit, live and uncut. That's what I just burnt my hand on. But any sport that involves physical exertion, be it football, rugby, cricket, well, maybe not cricket, tennis is, I think, one of the dodgiest things. But all these sports, EPO is something that's huge. And to be fair, you have to actually catch these people. It's so hard to catch people for EPO. There was that cross-country cyclist, skier, recently, who was caught with the... he was doing the transfusion. And he was caught with the transfusion in his arm in his room, which I thought was classic. So when they talk about athletics, they always bash athletics as much as they can, but they forget that, like, athletics is going out of his way to catch their people, catch the dirty people. It doesn't matter who they are, where they're from, they're trying. We talk about other sports, it's a completely different picture. It feels like they're allowed to get away with everything and they can take what they want. That's my first little rant about athletics, about anti-doping and the accusations of doping in athletics. The next thing is Anthony Joshua. Right, Anthony Joshua, I think he's got 3 belts. Like I said, sorry if it's wrong, might have 4. But he's, like, pretty much the best boxer in the world right now, right? Other than Usyk or whatever, the Ukrainian guy who's in the cruiserweight. But anyway, he's pretty much the best boxer in the world. He gets accused of dodging fights. And everyone's like, oh, he needs to fight these guys. It doesn't matter who they are or what their demands are. He should just do it because he wants to be the best. Why the hell would the gold medal A-star standard boxer, A-star standard champion, have to listen to level 3 boxer? Deontay Wilder isn't the same level as Anthony Joshua. I don't care who, what rank on the rankings he's not. He's not even the same. I think Tyson Fury's ahead of him now. But why would he have to bow down to Deontay Wilder's demands for a fight? Why is this even a discussion? Why do people even think this should be the way? Deontay Wilder has one belt, right? He's fought all these bums. He got the belt. Didn't he get it by default when Tyson Fury lost it? Correct me if I'm wrong. Like I said, I don't really know everything. But this guy is a YouTube boxer, man. He's like Kimbo Slice. He reminds me of him. He's like, he's obviously a very good boxer, but he's still not fought. He's fought Ortiz, who's an old Cuban guy, who's probably like 45 years old. Says he's like 36, but I think most people believe that he's quite a bit older. And then he's fought an unfit, unready, rusty Tyson Fury. You put him in against Tyson Fury now, who is already, he's before training, he's already at the right weight, or close enough to the right weight, right shape. He's with a better camp. He's a better boxer. It's not even going to run like five rounds. Let's be generous. Four or five rounds, and it's over. Deontay Wilder's getting knocked out. He's just not on the same level as these guys. And then he loses his belt, and then it's all about the super fight. The super fight is Tyson Fury, Anthony Joshua, in Wembley. That's it. That's the biggest fight in boxing at the moment, really. And that's all that Deontay Wilder is. He's just a stepping stone. I find it so frustrating the way that that Joe Rogan talks about Deontay Wilder, because he's got this one big punch and he started later. I'm pretty sure he's older than Tyson Fury. I'm pretty sure he's like 34 years old. Tyson Fury is 29, 30 years old. So you talk about experience, like the guy's older. He's been fighting a lot. Just because he's been fighting bums doesn't, like, that's his choice. He's been doing it for years. Why is he dodging the fights? Why is he not coming across and fighting people like, who could he have fought? He could have fought David Haye back in the day. Or why couldn't he fight, what's his name? Follow him. Instagram. Dillian White. Dillian White would be a perfect opportunity to see if Wilder is as big a name as he thinks he is. If you put him in and pay him, Dillian White goes across to America, fights Wilder in New York or wherever they want to fight. See who wins. Then we'll know if he's a good fighter or not. That's what I want to see. So when I get really frustrated when I keep hearing everyone talking crap about Anthony Joshua. The guy is, at the end of the day, he's the best boxer, heavyweight boxer in the world at the moment. He's got the belts to prove it. Just don't doubt it. Just accept it. Stop. Just because he's British, he's not American. Big Joe Rogan, stop sucking off Deontay Wilder. Tyson Fury, to me, like, I'm not a huge fan of him. I listened to him on a Joe Rogan podcast and my opinion changed him drastically. I thought it was very courageous for him to come on and talk about his weaknesses and his mental illness issues. I thought it was a fantastic interview. And really got me into the Joe Rogan podcasts. But yeah, Joe, stop bloody. I just want to see Deontay Wilder get knocked out by someone, and then it's done. I don't have to hear about him anymore. And that's my two rants. Stop bashing athletics for actually trying to catch drug cheats, and stop bashing Anthony Joshua for being the A fighter. He is the draw. He's the one that's going to sell tickets. Nobody else is. Tyson Fury is the only one close to it. So stop bashing him for it. Good night.